This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. So last week, after publishing my piece on forming new habits, I got a flurry of email submissions with all sorts of different habit-related questions. And one of the questions that really stood out to me was this one, submitted by Shannon from Vancouver. Here's what she asks. Can you talk about the mindset behind developing good habits and breaking bad ones? I don't have issues, she says, starting new habits, but I always seem to have issues maintaining them. All right. That's a great question, Shannon. Thanks for your submission. I'll do my best to answer it for you. So, the mindset behind developing good habits and breaking bad ones. When most people set out to make a change in their lives, they start by identifying what they want, right? That is, get into shape or write a book. And then they figure out how they'll get it, right? By exercising 30 minutes a day, or dedicating a minimum of 60 minutes a day to writing. And these are both effective methods, right? Figuring out what you want and how you're going to get there, right? The what is the goal, and the how are the habits or the processes that you'll need to take, the actions you'll need to take in order to achieve the goal. And again, this is an effective method if you can stick with it. Anybody and hit the gym or sit down and write for a week or two or stick with a new habit for a few days or a week or 2 weeks, but then eventually it wears off and they give up. Now, if that's what's happening to you, then one of the reasons may be because the what or the goals and the habits or the how, the method you'll use to get that goal, is not congruent with who you truly believe yourself to be. It's not who you really are on the inside. So what if you instead started first by identifying the type of person you need to become in order to achieve your goals and develop the habits required of you to achieve them? Here, what are the characteristics and values of the type of person who writes books regularly or exercises regularly? When you can identify who you need to become on the inside, it'll be easier to make things happen on the outside. Now, I call this internalizing your habits. And if you can internalize a habit, you can lock it in for life. It's one of the most powerful things you can do to develop new habits or break bad ones. Internalize that habit. Make it part of your core identity. Make it a part of who you are. For instance, it's not enough to write down live healthy as a value if you're not actually living it. In order to take what we want to do and make it what we actually do, we need to internalize it. It's one thing to say that you want to work out more. It's another thing entirely to say that you're the kind of person who hits the gym rain or shine. It's one thing to say that you want to stop gossiping. It's another thing entirely to say that you're the kind of person who never says anything negative about anyone behind their back that you are not willing to say to them face to face. It's one thing to say that you want to read more this year. It's another thing entirely to say that you are a voracious reader. This might be a subtle linguistic change, but it matters. It's a small difference that makes a major difference in terms of your ability to achieve a goal, ability to stick with a habit. Internalize a habit by making it who you truly are on the inside and starting there. Think of it this way. Every time you perform or neglect to perform a habit or an action related to a habit, you're casting a vote. You're casting a vote to either break that habit or to build it into your identity over the long run. For example, if you want to become the type of person who exercises every time you go to the gym, you're voting for that habit. But every time you decide not to go to the gym, you're voting against that habit. The more votes you cast for a habit that helps you, the more you internalize that habit and make it a part of who you truly are. Cast enough votes, and eventually, you will become your habit. You and your habit will merge. It'll become congruent with who you truly are on the inside, your core identity, your value system, the principles by which you live. So it's very, very simple. Doesn't mean it's easy to implement, but it's a very simple two-step process to internalizing a habit. If you're having trouble making it stick, then think of it this way. We already have habits that we've internalized, many of them not good, that are not effective, that do not help us or enhance our lives. So for instance, a lot of people will say, oh, I'm terrible with names, right? Or I have so much trouble being on time. I'm never on time. Or I'm just a procrastinator, right? People have these beliefs about themselves. Well, if you want to change that, it's not good enough to say that I want to be on time more often. You need to switch those gears, those mechanics in your mind, in your heart, and say that I am a punctual person. I am the type of person who is always on time or early. Instead of saying, I'm trying to quit smoking, you say, no thanks, I'm not a smoker, right? That's what I mean by internalizing a habit. So two steps to internalizing a habit. Number one, identify the type of person that you want to become. Who is the type of person who would achieve the goal that you want and who performs the habits you want to perform on a regular basis? Identify the type of person you must become. And then number two, take small steps daily towards becoming that person. Cast a vote every day towards becoming the type of person that you wish to become. And before you know it, your habits and your identity will merge, you'll internalize it, and you'll become that person. So I hope that answers your question. If you have more questions, feel free to submit them at questions@deanbokhari.com. Again, that's questions@deanbokhari.com. And of course, you know what to do, baby. Go out there every single day and live like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbokhari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bokhari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.